All right, let's talk some bird hunting with Walt Noah from Black Duck in Rapid River. How was your weekend in the eastern UP, Walt?
It was probably the most beautiful grouse hunting weather that I've had in years. It was 40s to 50s, sunny. We got a couple rain showers here and there, but for the most part, for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it was absolutely gorgeous. It was like out of a picture.
So kind of remind folks the area that you were in, because you kind of hunt a big swath of area right in the Lake Superior watershed in the eastern UP.
Right, and most of our hunting we do north of Newberry. We did go over to Wetmore to that grouse walk over there and did fairly well there. Their color is a little bit ahead of Newberry. Other than the aspen, most everything is still green or just starting to change. Ferns are still up. They're dead, but they're still up. So, I mean, we need either a little snowfall or a hard rain to knock that down. But other than that, it was just gorgeous.
So you actually still had a fair amount of cover to shoot through then, fair amount of, you know, undercover foliage.
And that would explain why we didn't get a lot of birds. or the sun was in our eyes, or. But, you know grouse hunting, grouse woodcock, it's tough. I mean, even when you get a great point, and we had some really great dog work this weekend, you know, you got a dog's rock solid on point, three guns walk up there, and either nobody gets a shot or one person shoots, and, you know, they got a glimpse. But that's grouse hunting.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. And especially if you still do have a lot of foliage, a lot of leaves and things in the way right now. From what I understand, the numbers are sounded really good from the reports I got over the weekend and what I saw. And I mean, I'm curious what your numbers were like for this past weekend in the eastern UP for grouse and woodcock.
All right. I think through the 3 days, I believe we were at 48 grouse flushes and probably 26, 27 woodcock flushes. I would say our woodcock numbers are down a little bit from last year, but our grouse numbers are way, way up. I mean, we saw a lot more grouse this year than we've seen the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, if you're putting 50 grouse up in 3 days, that's fantastic, because it was doom and gloom from the reports you were giving me last year from that Newberry area.
And even this spring when I was talking to people up there, they said, no, I'm not seeing any birds. But we did get into one covey. It had 9 birds in it.
Wow.
Big covey. All the birds were good size. I mean, you could tell they were this year's birds, but they were good-sized birds. I can't believe they're still coveyed up. I'm surprised Mom hadn't kicked them out by now. But for whatever reason, we did get into that. And we had 9 birds in that covey, and we got 2. So we did pretty good.
First of all, that's a huge brood. I don't know if I've ever seen 9 birds go up at one time in Michigan. I have to go out west for something like that. But
right.
I am also surprised not only in 9 birds, but as late as it is into the year, because typically by October, you know, like you said, they get broken up.
Yep. And, you know, I was talking to an old grouse hunter over there who really watches the cycles and all that. And he is a firm believer that we've been in an up cycle for the last 2 years. But because we've had such crummy springs, cold, wet, rainy, that our numbers should have been going up. They didn't because of the weather. And this year, you know, we're continuing on that up cycle. And if that's the case, you know, good things ahead for bird hunters.
For grouse especially, yeah. Well, it's good to hear that your grouse numbers went way up in the eastern UP. And an excellent weekend, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I would like to talk about the western UP and get an Iron County report from you, because I know you got your finger on that pulse, too.
I do, and I'll be glad to tell you about it.
Stay tuned. We'll continue with Walt Noah later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.